Oasis Audio presents A Daughter's Inheritance by Tracy Peterson and Judith Miller. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Sunday, August 2nd, 1891. Broadmoor Island, Thousand Islands. The warm summer air rang with laughter as 11-year-old Fanny Broadmoor made her way up from the river's edge. The day had been perfect, and she couldn't help but be pleased. Her companion gave a tug on her pigtail. "What are you giggling about now?" 15-year-old Michael Atwell asked. Michael lived year-round on the island with his parents, the primary caretakers for the Broadmoor family castle and island estate.
"Do I have to have a reason?" Fanny questioned. "I'm just happy. We caught a great many fish. Your mother will be pleased."
"I think your grandmother will be less excited to see you've spent a day in the sun. You've got at least 100 more freckles."
Fanny touched her hand to her face and shrugged.
"Well, Papa says it goes in my red hair, and he thinks they're quite delightful."
Michael shifted the string of fish and waved them in the air.
"I think these are far more delightful. When my mother gets through frying them up, you'll think so, too."
Fanny gave him an adoring smile. She practically worshipped the ground he walked on. Other servants passed her over as nothing more than a child, but not Michael. He was always good to listen to her, and never too busy to stop and see to her needs.
"There you are," Mrs. Atwell said, as they stepped into the kitchen. "I thought I'd have to send your father out to find you."
She spied the string of fish.
"I see 'twas a very productive day."
"Oh, the very best," Fanny agreed. "I caught the first fish, and then Michael caught the next two. After that, I lost track."
Mrs. Atwell laughed.
"Well, I can see I'll have my work cut out for me. Just put them over there in the sink."